Baghdad again came under sporadic air and missile attacks today, the sixth day of the war. NPR's Ann Garrels is in the Iraqi capital. U.S. forces are said to be engaging Iraqi Republican Guard units about 50 miles south of Baghdad. Any sign of an approaching battle from where you sit?
Well, Bob, we're not allowed to go out to the outskirts. We're pretty much kept on a tight rein here in the city, but we are hearing a lot of thuds coming from the outside of Baghdad. In the city, the situation is much the same as it has been. I do see more trenches being dug around, more Ba'ath Party, armed Ba'ath Party members and militia volunteers taking up positions. I spoke to one who was jubilant when he saw Saddam Hussein on television yesterday, and he was delighted at reports that he had heard of Iraqi resistance in the south. There's a haze of oil fire set by the Iraqis and that's cast a pall over the city, and combined with clouds from sandstorms, visibility is really bad. In the meantime, mosques blare God is great. Each time there's sort of a new wave of bombing.
What are Iraqi officials telling you about the progress of the war?
Iraqi officials have reacted to the U.S. and British moves with words of firm defiance. The information ministry hinted at guerrilla warfare if Baghdad is invaded, saying that many of the popular fighters from the Iraqi people are very well trained and would dismember this snake. And that's basically the tone of what we're hearing. Tariq Aziz, the deputy prime minister, said last night, the Americans and the British are only fighting regular forces now. Just wait till they meet the Republican Guard.
How's morale among the civilians?
Mixed. You know, the U.S. war strategy is essentially counted on trying to separate the people of Iraq from the government of Saddam Hussein. And Iraqis, whatever their views, are pretty surprised at the durability of the regime that so far has survived despite its unpopularity with many. Iraqis are surprised that southern Iraq, with its Shia majority, who has been repressed, has not fallen quickly. And there are a lot of Iraqis who aren't responding to the calls to support Saddam, but are responding to calls to defend the homeland. Many continue to have real questions about U.S. intentions, and they see the U.S. as an invading rather than a liberating force. They remain skeptical that, you know, despite U.S. denials, that the U.S. is really only interested in dividing the region, supporting Israel, and controlling oil.
What about civilian casualties in Baghdad?
From what I've seen, there really aren't that many. I mean, one is too many, but a lot from anti-aircraft fire. Targeting has been extremely precise, but Iraqi authorities are playing up whatever civilian casualties there are in television, and that's having an effect on the population. They took journalists to a couple of civilian neighborhoods which appear to have been hit by errant bombs. In the north of Baghdad, a working class area, a bomber missile hit several houses, killing four people. People there were furious, you know, saying Bush is cursed. The United States wants to destroy the people. We are peaceful people. We do no harm to anybody. That was the reply in that neighborhood.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.